light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very beautifully reported to have said that the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam 1,000 times upon me daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad al-Nurim min Nurillah. Marhaba, marhaba. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another beautiful and wonderful episode in silsila of the series The Light of Guidance. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today's discussion will inshallah be related to Hajj, which is the final khutbah, khutbatul wada, the khutbah of the farewell sermon of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In other words, the final Hajj which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, then after the migration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only performed one Hajj. And that one Hajj was known as Hajjatul Wada, the final Hajj which he performed after the migration. There are various narrations that before the migration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed two Hajj. But after the migration, this was the final Hajj which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had performed. And in some narrations, it is mentioned that 124,000, 125,000, even 126,000 has been mentioned. That's how much Sahaba Ikram were present at the moment, at that auspicious time, in the Hajjatul Wada with the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it was a very spiritual journey. A very wonderful journey. On the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah, Nabi Sallam delivered this wonderful discourse and this sermon. And this sermon is such a beautiful lecture that I have never seen a lecture which is so brief at the same time with so much detail. It explained basically everything about the deen of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you have to go in the detail of this lecture, then subhanallah, every matter of your life will be solved, every problem will be solved, every difficulty will come to an end, provided you listen to every word attentively, take the lesson from it, and then whatever different laws you can apply to that, basic principles, you apply it and you see how wonderful your life becomes. Subhanallah. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, a few of those nasihat and advices which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given to the Sahaba Ikram at that occasion of Hajjatul Wada and this Khutbatul Wada which he mentioned, inshallah a few points I would keep in front of you. It's lengthy, a lengthy lecture and discourse and sermon mentioned in various books. In Bukhari Sharif you will find it, in Muslim Sharif you will find it, in Mishkat Sharif as well you will find parts of it as well. So we're not going to discuss the entire in detail, just some few beautiful aspects I will take and some few beautiful principles I will take. You must keep in mind in this discourse there are many principles which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned, and on those principles you can take different laws and apply to your daily routines which you have in your daily life. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, a few of those things we will discuss today and try and act upon it. So make the beautiful intention. It is the month of Hajj. Who knows, because of your intention to act upon the words Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned during his Mubarak and blessed Hajj, Allah Ta'ala calls you and the beloved Rasul calls you, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So make the intention, we make dua, may Allah Ta'ala enable us to act upon the words, the ahkamat, the sunnat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and maybe pass the message on to others as well, inshallah. So this will be our focal point of discussion. Be with us, inshallah, for the entire discussion. Listen attentively, be with us, inshallah, and I will learn lots of things, you will learn lots of things, and inshallah, you will see the blessings in this world, in the hereafter as well. Before we move towards our discussion, we'll take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam. And as soon as you return, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
न कोई आप जैसा था न कोई आप जैसा है कोई यूसुफ से पूछे मुस्तफा का हौसन कैसा है ऐ जलवाए जानाना ऐ जलवाए जानाना رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ جلوائے جانانا جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے مر مر کے اسے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانا سنگے در جانا آقا
تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے
جلوائے جانانا
ہر شمع میں ذو تیری، ہر پھول میں بو تیری، ہر شمع میں ذو تیری، بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل، پروانہ ہے پروانہ، بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل، ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، جلوائے جانانا، اے جلوائے جانانا، وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ، وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ، وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ، کرتے کچھ، اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ، اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوائے جانانا، سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ، تا حشر رہے روشن، ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوائے جانانا، جلوائے جانانا، اے جلوائے جانانا،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد نور من نور، ماشاءاللہ مبارک، ویلکم بیک to one and all to our silsila, our episode The Light of Guidance, and we just listened to a very 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 beautiful and wonderful kalam in which Sayyidina Mawlana Jami very beautifully mentions, and a kalam in the Persian language in Farsi, he praises the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and so tanam farsura ja para hijra ya Rasulullah Allah Allah. You know, if a person listens to this kalam whilst understanding the meaning, what is Mawlana Jami trying to say here, and how he is expressing his feelings, his love, his devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then a person will go in tears, and a person will cry and say, Ya Allah, we make dua, we also have that love which Sayyidina Mawlana Jami very beautifully has. You know, very beautifully a shair says that he says, Dard Jami mile Nat Khalid Likhu اور انداز احمد رضا چاہیے تمہارا. سو ٹو گریٹ لورز, مولانا جامی مولانا امام مولانا احمد رضا خان, دیز ٹو پرسنالٹیز وین آئی ہیو دے اسٹائل دے لو دا ڈیووشن دین آئی مسٹ رائٹ اے کلام. آہا ہا, دیٹ کلام ول بی ڈیفینیٹلی ان شاء اللہ ایکسیپٹڈ ان دا کورٹ آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کمنگ ٹو آور ٹاپک کوئکلی, وی ڈیڈ سے ٹوڈے وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی فیئرویل سرمن, دی خطبۃ الوداع آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. And keep in mind that this is in front of a crowd of approximately 124,000, even more, Sahaba-i-Kiram. So basically the best people in the creation, in the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the best person, the best creation of Allah Ta'ala is delivering this discourse. What a wonderful crowd, what a wonderful speaker. And then listen to what the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Oh people, listen carefully to what I am going to say. And it is possible that I am not going to meet you بعد عام هذا في موقف هذا, after this year in this place. In other words, after this year, I'm not going to meet you again for Hajj, because I'm going to leave this world physically. And in this place, we're not going to meet again in the plains of Arafat, because I'm going to leave Allah, Allah, Allah. So basically, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was informing the Sahaba Ikram that this is my final days or months or moments in this world. So listen carefully. And when a person mentions this, you know that he is leaving behind basically the best advice. Every word of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is worthy of being written in gold. But these words, particularly Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, put emphasis and said, keep in mind. Remember what I'm going to say. Listen to what I'm going to say. Because after this, it's possible I'm not going to be amongst you. So these words, you must keep it with you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this also comes, we come to learn that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam definitely has the knowledge of the unseen, and this knowledge was granted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, because we do not know when we're going to leave this world. Yes, the doctor can tell our parents that, you know, on this day maybe your son will be born, your daughter will be born. Today we have the latest technology, they work out everything, you know, 9 months from now, 8 months from now, whatever the case is, the child will be born at this time, approximately this time on this day, you know, 1st of March, 2nd of March, whatever the case is. But there is no time of death. Neither the doctors, nor the scientists, nor your teachers, nor your parents, no one can tell that when this child is born in this world, if he's going to live for 1 second, for 1 minute, for 1 hour, for 1 day, for 1 year, for 60 years, no one can tell you. He can be born now and the next moment he can die, or he can be born now and he can die after 100 years. That is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is a matter of ghaib, of unseen, which not everyone knows. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is informing the Sahaba Ikram that after this I'm not going to meet you. In other words, he is giving the Sahaba Ikram the knowledge that I know when I am going to leave this world. I know that I am not going to be here. So listen carefully. This is one occasion. Besides this, many times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed the Sahaba Ikram and told the Sahaba Ikram that, listen, I am not going to be amongst you. Maybe we're not going to meet after this. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal to Yemen also, at that time also it is mentioned in narrations that he mentioned to Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal that we are not going to meet after this, on which Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal started crying. Likewise, a very beautiful hadith when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called Sayyidah Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and said something in her ear. One of the things was that I'm going to leave this world. So many a times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed the Sahaba Ikram, the members of the Ahlul Bayt, the people around him, that I am going to leave this world, which proves that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has the knowledge of the unseen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed this knowledge upon his beloved. And Allah Ta'ala can bestow it upon whoever, whomsoever He wills. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can question Him. If He wants to grant ilm ghaib to His beloveds, to the Prophet, to the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, then He can. He can grant the knowledge. There is no one who can stand, ma'adallah, against Allah or question that. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir-e mutlaq. He does whatever He wills. Nobody can question Him. He doesn't need the permission of anyone. He doesn't need the ijazat from anyone. No. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. Allah Ta'ala does whatever He wills. And whatever He does, there are a million and million wisdoms behind it, which our mind cannot understand, because we are weak, we are incomplete, our understanding is naqis. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom, subhanallah, it is something which is far, 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 million times beyond your understanding, your imagination. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that yes, he has knowledge of the unseen, which was granted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, aur koi ghaib kya tum se niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hi chupa tum pe karoro durood. Subhanallah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, when he's giving nasihat, one of the first advices which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, he says, inna dima'akum wa amwalakum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now talking about the blood, the wealth, the property of the believers. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, your blood, your wealth, your properties, haramun alaykum, are sacred to you. In other words, the property, the wealth, the honor, the dignity, the blood of a Muslim brother is sacred to each one of you. How sacred is it? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, kahurmati yawmikum hadha, fi shahrikum hadha, fi baladikum hadha, as the sanctity, like this day, this in this month, in this city, like the sacredness, the sanctity of this day, in this month, in this city, how sacred it is, this day, in this month, in this city. That's how sacred the honor, the dignity, the respect, the wealth, the blood of a Muslim brother is. In other words, to put everything in a nutshell and give it to you, Nabi Sallallahu is showing you the importance of respecting the honor of one another, the wealth of one another, the property of one another, the blood of one another. That as you show respect to the day of Arafah, the month of Zulhijjah, the city of Makkatul Mukarramah, the city, that's how much respect you need to show to the wealth of your Muslim brother. That's how much respect you give to the honor of your Muslim brother. That's the respect you give to the dignity of your Muslim brother. That's the respect you give to the property of your Muslim brother. That's the respect you give to the blood and the wealth of your Muslim brother. Otherwise, in any case, it's not permissible for you to harm the honor, the dignity, the wealth, the blood of your Muslim brother. Today, Muslims, just keep this principle in front of you and then look at your life. People you are doing business with, how much wealth do you take, you usurp, you destroy of your Muslim fellow brothers? Won't you come under this words which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that the hurmat, the sacredness, the sanctity of the wealth of your Muslim brother is like the sanctity of the day of Hajj, in the month of Hajj, in the city of Makkatul Mukarramah. You have relatives at your house, your parents, your siblings, your brothers, your wife, your children, whatever the case is, your brothers. How much time do you dishonor them? Do you degrade them? Do you disgrace them? Do you tarnish their reputation? And ask yourself that the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should be ringing in your head and mind all the time, that this respect, whether it's your brother, whether it's your sister, whether it's your mother, whether it's your father, whether it's your son, whether it's your daughter, whether it's your wife, whether it's your husband, whatever the case is, their respect is something which is very, 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 very honored, something which is very great in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are tarnishing their reputation, you are destroying their image, you are destroying their respect. For those that have friends, then ask yourself this question, that in my circle, I have my friends, you know, my group of friends, my colleagues, you know, we study together, we live together, we work together, you know, whatever the case is. Then ask yourself this question, is his wealth safe from me? Is his dignity and honor safe from me? Is his blood safe from me? Today people go ma'adallah, ma'adallah, to the extent of killing their Muslim brothers and sisters. Let alone blood brothers, Muslim brothers and sisters, people are killing across the globe. It's happening. Because of wealth, because of woman, because of jealousy, because of hatred, because of so many reasons. Today it is as if the dignity and the honor of a Muslim is nothing. It's sold in the market. Every person is being disgraced by who? By his Muslim brother. Every woman is being disgraced who? By her Muslim sister. Sometimes even the blood relatives destroy the reputation of each other. This brother is trying to destroy the other brother. The sister is trying to destroy this sister. Son is trying to destroy father because of wealth. Father is trying to destroy son because of wealth. And all these problems are taking place. Then you need to ask yourselves, after that, we have 1,000 complaints. We come to Munasab, Munasab, this problem, this problem, this problem, this problem. Then you need to ask yourself that the words which the beloved Rasul mentioned approximately 1400 years ago Are you acting upon those words? Yes, Munasib, I act upon the words of the beloved Rasul. Then ask yourself this question. Why are you disgracing the next person? Why are you insulting the next person? Why are you tarnishing the reputation of the next person? Why are you destroying the izzat, the honor, the dignity of the next person? Why are you taking the wealth of the next person? If you are doing all of these things, then I'm very sorry to tell you that you are not acting upon the words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, the honor and the dignity of a Muslim in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned in Ibn Majah Sharif, very famous book of hadith, a summary I'm going to give to you, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once spoke to the holy Kaaba. And he said, "Oh Kaaba, how pure are you? How pak are you? How clean are you? How pure and clean is your fragrance? Ahaha, teri khushbu kaisi pakiza hai? Tu kaisa azim hai? How great are you?" Who is saying this? Nabi Sallam, he is speaking to the holy Kaaba. "How great are you, holy Kaaba? How respected are you? How honored are you? How great is your fragrance?" Then he says, "How high is your izzat and your respect and your honor?" After praising and mentioning the excellent qualities of the holy Kaaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "I take a qasam of that zat, that personality, that divine personality in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Means I take a qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, undoubtedly the izzat, the respect, the honor, the dignity of a believer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more than your respect and your honor. Oh Kaaba, Allah, Allah, Allah. Look at the words of the beloved Rasul. Oh Kaaba, you are great. You have an honor, you have dignity. Everything, yes. But the honor and dignity of a Muslim and a mu'min and a believer is greater in the court of Allah than your honor and your respect. Today, I mean, ma'adallah, if you see a person today, you know, trying to harm the Kaaba, let's say he wants to destroy the holy Kaaba, ma'adallah, or he wants to burn the holy Kaaba, al-ayadu billah, those kind of things, what will you do? No, you'll shout him, you'll maybe even hit that person, you'll get angry on him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the respect, the honor of a Muslim brother is greater than that of the holy Kaaba. And today in our gathering is not complete unless we lie about someone. Our gathering is not complete unless we backbite against someone. Our gathering is not complete unless we tell. Our gathering is not complete until we tarnish the reputation of our Muslim brother. Our gathering is not complete until we make sure the next person's respect, his honor, his dignity is totally destroyed in the eyes of everyone who is seated in front of me. Then we say, Munasab, halat kharab hai, problems itne sare hai, we have so many issues. Then I ask you this question, that look what you are doing. Look, one advice from this khutbah, one beautiful sentence from this beautiful lecture of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in how many different laws you can apply. When you're treating your wife, then you must keep this words, this hadith in your mind. When you're treating your parents, keep these words in front of you. When you're treating your children in whatever manner, keep these words in front of you. When you're dealing with your business partners, keep these words in front of you. When you're dealing with your employees or employers, then keep these words in front of you. Whatever you are doing in your life, you will have million people around you in every moment in your life. Keep these words in front of you. As a Muslim, if you have the respect for the day of Hajj, you have the respect for the Holy Kaaba, you have respect for Makkatul Mukarramah, you have respect for the month of Zulhijjah, and definitely every Muslim has respect. You know, that person who doesn't have respect doesn't even deserve to be called a Muslim. Every Muslim, every believer has the respect for these great things. And if you have the respect for these great things which I just mentioned now, then the respect of a Muslim also needs to be on the top of your list. And if there is no respect for the Muslim, unfortunately, you have missed the purpose, you have lost the purpose, you have not acted upon the words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We will inshallah take a short break now, listen to a few beautiful Madani pearls, and as soon as we return, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to discuss One of the beautiful titles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being Amin, subhanAllah. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a symbol of trustworthiness. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unparalleled and distinguished in his trustworthiness. Even before announcing the prophethood, he was hailed as the trustworthy one. Amin. When he alayhi salatu wasalam started calling towards Islam, the Roman emperor asked the Quraysh, who was staunchly against Islam, and they were enemies of Muslims and of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they could not hide this clear, beautiful attribute of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and yet they described Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being trustworthy. And this same quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioned by the companion Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala an, when he met the king in Abyssinia. The disbelievers of Makkah were severe enemies of the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet they would keep their valuables with him. Such was his trustworthiness. When he alayhi salatu wasalam migrated from Makkah to Medina, that time he gave Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and the responsibility of returning these trusts to their owners. Can you find any example, any precedent of such trustworthiness? The people who are after the life of a personality, but he's still thinking about the amana, which the valuables which were kept as a trust. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is giving responsibility to Mawla Ali Mishkil Kushakar Ramallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem, that you should return the entrusts of the owners and then you can come to Medina. History cannot find any such example the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's personality is, character is, and this beautiful quality of being Amin is. And this is what we need to follow. We need to follow the footsteps of Abul Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the ambassadors of Islam, being believers, being the followers of a Sadiq and an Amin. We should also become trustworthy. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. Marhaba. Welcome back to our discussion. And before the break, we were discussing the farewell khutbah, the khutbatul wada of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as I mentioned, that it's such a beautiful khutbah, a very detailed khutbah, at the same time a very simple khutbah, subhanallah. And this is the words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat just didn't praise the words just like that. No. He read and he listened to the words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's when he understood that these words are even more precious than pearls coming out from the blessed mouth of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's when he said, "Many saar tere kalam par mili yu to kisko zubaan nahi, wo sukhan hai jisme sukhan na ho, wo bayaan hai jiska bayaan nahi." Ya Rasulullah, your words are unique. Everyone speaks. Everyone talks, I'm talking, you talk, everyone talks. But wo sukhan hai jisme sukhan na ho, wo bayan hai jiska bayan nahi. But the words of the beloved Rasul is that words which has no match. It is matchless. You cannot have any words like the words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, before the break, we did discuss one beautiful principle from this beautiful khutbah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said that your blood, your property, your honor are sacred to you. The wealth is sacred to you, like the sanctity of this day, means the day of Arafat, the 9th Zulhijjah, in this month, in this city. That's how respected the honor, the dignity, the wealth, the blood of a Muslim brother is. And alhamdulillah, we try to discuss some beautiful points regarding it. I make the intention, you also make the intention, that inshallah, 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 we will try and as much as possible. In fact, we will try our level best, inshallah, to always take care of the honor, the dignity, the respect, the wealth, the blood of our fellow Muslim brothers, inshallah azza wa jal. And that's what we can do. We have to try our level best. You know, sometimes it's difficult. You know, we be in a situation where the next person is trying to do lots of things to us. At that time, what is our response? What is how do we counter that situation? What do we do? Do we also become like an animal? Do we also become wild? Do we also become aggressive? What do we do? How do we handle the situation whilst keeping the words of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your mind? Inshallah, once you do that, you will see the blessings, the barakat in your house, in your family, amongst your relatives, amongst your friends, in your business space, your workplace, whatever it is, you will see how Allah Ta'ala will bless you. Why? Because you are trying to act upon the words and the ahkamat, the laws of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So all those who are going for Hajj, you, and those who are not going for Hajj, all of you, you need to act upon these words. These words of the beloved Rasul is not only for the Hujjaj. No, those who are going for Hajj, because you're going to those respected places, that's why you must act upon this. No, we are also believers. Only those who are going for Hajj, they are not only the believers. Yes, they are fortunate believers, but we are also the believers. So we also need to act upon these words. Don't think that, no, it's only for the Hujjaj. When we go for Hajj, then we'll also become pious. We'll also rectify ourselves. Do you know you are going to Hajj? You are going to go for Hajj? Yes or no? Do you know that you will be alive tomorrow? Do you know that you will rectify yourself? How many people we have seen, they have gone for Hajj, they come back, and they are still as they were. And Sayyidi Ahlul Hazrat has mentioned that a sign of a maqbool and accepted Hajj is a person changes when he comes back. Who he was and who he is, two different people. Subhanallah. So these are signs, but we do not know if we will be amongst those people. We do not know if we are going to go. We do not go if we are going to change. We do not know anything. What we do know is that these words are haq, and we need to act upon it. If we act upon it, we will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. That is my request I would give to you. We make dua. May Allah accept all our efforts, our words, inshallah. Once again, I make dua. May Allah call all of us with our parents, our Murshid al-Kareem, in the court of His beloved and most noble Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Till we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.